Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're in overdrive. Let's go to Patrick in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm Patrick. I'm a pastor in Oklahoma, and I just wanted to give you kind of my view on your show. I've been listening for a number of years. I really enjoy particularly the news that you'll hear from your show that you can't hear anywhere else. But I've been noticing more and more over the last few years, Alex, that your show has a lot more to do with spiritual things. You talk about, you know, evil and, you know, what Satan is doing on earth and everything. And I understand and I agree with a lot of the things you have to say about that. But I did just want to bring up to you and make aware to you something about that in particular, that when you are, you know, searching and looking at, you know, in looking in the face of the evil day to day, it really can have an effect on you. And, you know, the word says, for instance, that we are to be wise concerning what is good and simple concerning what is evil. And so, of course, I mean, it also, you know, you probably know this.
Well, undoubtedly, I know when you start getting into preacher territory, the preachers will start judging you for what you do or what you say. And I'm the first person to tell you, you know, that I come off, you know, more like a drill sergeant than a preacher. And I'm not saying I'm a preacher, and I am desperately wicked. So I'm not judging anybody here. I mean, I just, you know what it is? I'm getting more and more real with people on air. What you get on air now, in the 19 years I've been on air, is exactly what I'm like. I was never fake, but I'd hold back and stuff. Man, I just say what I'm thinking, and I am who I am. You are getting what I'm like if we were out on the dock fishing. I mean, this is who I am. This is it.
And I understand. The only thing that I wanted to mention to you was just this, that there is a danger in only searching and looking for what is evil in this world. It actually absolutely has an effect on you. I've seen it happen in too many friends.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking that this morning, that the big point I wanted to have as a talking point was look at the good in the world, because if we only cover the bad in the world, then it almost becomes a disease. But I'm exposing the evil so that we can protect the good. But I get what you're saying, and I told my reporters, let's cover good stuff cops do and good things politicians do. And I was doing that earlier in the show, you know, about movies with good messages versus bad.
I did, and I agreed with you there. The only thing I'm wanting to get at is that when it comes to you exposing spiritual wickedness, I also maybe suggest that, hey, perhaps we also make it aware about spiritual good things. I don't know if that would ever be something you could talk about on your show or not.
Well, I do talk about the good stuff. But listen, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Man, you know, one good thing about the broadcast is it's totally real and see the pants. That's also a bad thing about it. Because, I mean, I'll have my earpiece go in my ear and say, give me pliers on air, not even thinking. I just want the thing out of my ear. Should have just got off the air, gone in, got pliers, got them out. I mean, it looked ridiculous what I did that day. But it just was spur of the moment. It was like sliding into my ear, and I just did it. I mean, I'm real, folks. I don't have time or energy to put on an act, is all I'm trying to say. So you got to put up with me. Let's talk to Ed in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, I was calling in regard to the president's visit to Orlando, Florida yesterday. He came to Valencia College, and it was a private meeting, so I'm assuming he went there to promote the Affordable Health Care Act. But one thing we've been noticing in Toronto every time he comes to Orlando is that the chemtrails stop the day before and the day off and the day after. So it's almost like, you know, we have perfect weather. I told my wife.
Well, there is a geoengineering program going on, and it's declassified. The details aren't, and it's aluminum dioxide, barium salt, the soil's building up with it, and they just play God. They put stuff in our water. They put stuff in our food. It's all funny to them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Have you seen that trend elsewhere in the country? Like for Washington, D.C., for example, do they not chemtrail there because a lot of the people who are involved in this are staying in that area for most of the
time? Yeah, I don't know if it's what they call circumstantial evidence, but I have heard about that trend, yes.
Interesting. Okay, well, carry on the good work. I appreciate your letting me call.
Sure. But when they're spraying stuff at 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 feet, that's creating persistent contrails to manipulate the weather and other things. That stuff's coming down thousands of miles away in the jet stream. So it's not like they don't spray up there that day because Obama's there. So I don't know, man. All I know is there's a bunch of secret stuff going on. I'm sorry, the other callers, but I've tried my best. We're out of time. Great job to the crew. Nightly news back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live Sunday transmission.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. We think just the effect, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
His chance is up.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. Where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
Cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems. Conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
we have chosen liberty, we have chosen due process, we have chosen the way of our ancestors, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the true revolutionary idea of human freedom, the great expression of the Bible and European and British common law, and the Magna Carta, and the flower of the Renaissance. We want the latest, newest, proven best system. We want our republic back, and we want it right now. We are not going to stand by and watch the globalist create crony, centralized monopoly capitalism and blame free market capitalism for what their system has done. We're not going to sit back and watch the police being federalized, militarized, and have that blamed on the republic or even on the police themselves. We're going to blame it on the RAND Corporation and the globalists that are incrementally engineering our country into a police state. We're not going to blame the poor, starving immigrants that pour across our borders from globalist destroyed nations for the destruction of our wages. We're going to blame the globalists that created the atmosphere to allow this to happen. We're not going to blame the average mainline street liberal that's scared of guns and really thinks they're dangerous and wants to save people, and who doesn't understand that guns protect people many more times a day than they hurt people. We're going to deprogram them. We don't want to fight with the average dumbed-down person, the average zombie who's been brainwashed since birth. We want to reach out to them and wake them up and show them the hat trick, show them the magician's scam. We want unity. We want to bring humanity together. Rand Paul 2 days ago gave an extremely powerful 30-minute speech at Berkeley. We aired the whole thing on the nightly news last night in extended coverage. We aired excerpts yesterday here on the radio show. And he said whether you're black or white, old or young, conservative, libertarian, liberal, you shouldn't want the NSA to be illegally spying on you. Who watches the watchers? We are all unified in the fact that our rights are being universally abused, and we should come together based on freedom and have that be the unifying cultural moray. MSNBC predictably went into conniption fits. We're going to play a clip of this later. With Al Sharpton so angry that he couldn't even get his name right and called him Ron Paul, and said that Rand Paul wanted to get rid of the civil rights movement and different acts that were brought in. No, Rand Paul pointed out that we replaced one evil with another form of discrimination, just like many black leaders I've had on have done. That's the point. It isn't endorsing the previous system, and he was clear in that. He was saying we replaced one evil with another evil, and everybody who actually studies these facts knows that. But this is the type of division, because if we ever come together around private property, family, the Second Amendment, the right to practice religion as we see fit or not to practice it, the right to live as we see fit, as long as it doesn't hurt someone else, our bodies are ours. Because any control freak movement from the left or the right will only end up getting distorted and used to oppress and to selectively enforce. That doesn't mean we endorse using hard drugs. It doesn't mean you endorse someone's sexual activity. It means you don't want them in your life, and you respect them enough to stay out of their life. That doesn't mean, though, you then let them recruit five-year-olds in the public schools and promote different activities, because that's pedophilia. So it all is a balance, but we need to go back to common sense and realize that we're under social engineering. The reason I raised that out of all the stories I've got, look how crazy this one is. I reported this years ago, and people didn't believe me. Just like it was in the Associated Press years ago that a million-plus state employees in California, they got a million state employees, folks, plus. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle first time I saw it, like 10 years ago, it was 900 and something thousand were exempt. And last time I saw it in AP, it was over a million were exempt. And that's just in California. It's all over the country where they're allowed to run red lights. The red light cameras can't even scan their plates. Their plates are blocked. The license plate scanners can't read them. They're above the law. in the name of security so people can't look in a database and find out where they live. Well, how about my security? How about I'm not in all these databases? L.A. just got caught using the license plate readers to track everybody in the state. It first broke in L.A., but it's the whole state. And the state police said, well, everyone is a suspect. That was the headline yesterday in California. No judge, no jury, no probable cause, no reasonable suspicion, no nothing. You're not running out of bank with a mask on your head and a bag of money in your hand and a gun in the other hand. That's probable cause to draw a bead on the person and say, stop or I'll shoot. And I don't care if you're a citizen or a cop. They don't stop, shoot them. Cops just have the power of citizen's arrest just like we do. They're just sworn and bonded and professionally work for us. But there's no probable cause to just say all of you are suspects. But that's what L.A. and then the state police came out and said yesterday. They said every one of you is a suspect. Well, how about you're a suspect? Government historically is a suspect of dominating and abuse and killing more people than any other system. Democide. Doesn't mean we're saying you're guilty, but it means historically you are the plague, you are the danger, and that's what our founders stated, and it's true. Now, speaking of the next article, this is out of AP again. If you're a radio listener, I'm not joking, because I've mentioned this before as an example of tyranny, and people don't believe me because it's so over the top. Let me read this to you right now. Hawaii law lets police have sex with prostitutes. Honolulu police officers have urged lawmakers to keep an exemption in state law that allows undercover officers to have sex with prostitutes during investigations, touching off a heated debate. Authorities say they need the legal protection to catch lawbreakers in the act. Yeah, right. Critics, including human trafficking experts and other police, say it's unnecessary and could further victimize sex workers, many of whom have been forced into the trade. Police haven't said how often or even if they use the provision, and they ask legislators to preserve it. Folks, let me tell you, just studying news and criminology for 20 years, who usually operates as the master pimps over prostitutes in big cities, and Serpico's exposed this and others, is the police. And I'll tell you why. The police like to have sex with the women. I don't need to give you a little newsflash here. And this is so they can basically run the prostitutes, the ones that have been forced into it in many cases. I am for decriminalization of prostitution. And it's not because I endorse the breadth and width of the trade. Keeping it illegal, just like the drug war, this is not my opinion, it's absolute fact, allows women to be kept in captivity, allows it to stay illegal, allows to keep the prices sky high for the system and the banks that launder the money to control the trade and the traffic. You understand that? Sex slavery should be life in prison, folks, but they don't. They allow it to operate. And then meanwhile, you've got the high-end whole escort situation that the government wants to keep illegal just so they can extort payoffs in the major cities. And Europe in many areas is decriminalized. It actually makes prostitution go down. It cleans it up. This has been going on forever. It's going to continue to go on forever. And all we do is let the government come in and run the stinking thing. So, hey, I got an idea, police. How about we get you out of the prostitution racket? And how about we say everybody's exempt, huh? How about that? I mean, it's such common sense. I mean, what are you going to say? Taking a woman out to dinner or giving her some money is a prostitution? I mean, what's next, ladies and gentlemen? What's next? I mean, I see downtown all these older women that are out there with young boy toys who I guarantee you they're paying for his rent. I guarantee you they're paying for his car. In fact, I've talked to these people. They are. I talked to these people I've seen before, and I go, hey, man, I see you with that lady. You know, are you her basically male mistress? Well, yeah, she takes care of me. I mean, you see a 60-year-old woman with a 25-year-old bodybuilder, folks? He's a gigolo, ladies and gentlemen, but it's all legal. She's the sugar mama. Listen, stop letting the government criminalize human activity. You can sit there and moralize about it all day long, and I do as well. But government involvement only makes it dirtier, more secret, more corrupt. The Hawaiian police, folks, let me give you a little newsflash. You know, McGarrett and all the rest of them, that doesn't exist. They've bring major sex slaves through Hawaii. It's a major hub, just like England is. And, folks, they are definitely getting high on their own supply. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
We're going to break down what Nancy Pelosi's up to right now with Obamacare and more. We're going to look at attempts to violate conservatives and libertarians' First Amendment in this country here in just a moment. We're also going to get into the latest on Crimea. Iran ship off the U.S. coast. Also, we're going to look at chewing gum sales are way down because people don't want to eat aspartame. It's been added to almost every over-the-counter bubble gum. By over-the-counter, you got to order bubble gum or gum that doesn't have aspartame pretty much now. It's almost impossible to find it in stores. All of that is coming up. Oh, did you hear there's a Malaysian airline missing? That's what my mother told me last night. I hadn't seen him in about 2 weeks. And I went over there and visited him with my children. And my mom said, have you heard there's a missing Malaysian airliner? As a joke, of course. You would think the only thing going on this planet is that. Australia says suspected plane debris may have sunk out in the Pacific Ocean. Look, satellite, there's some debris. The Pacific has debris fields the size of Texas floating around, literally. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And now the Malaysian Airlines debris hunt, India turns down China's request to enter its waters to prevent sniffing around. None of these governments trust each other, but we're all supposed to trust our government, we're told. Even though George Washington said, don't. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master, but he needs to listen to that guy who single-handedly, militarily led the recruitment of the generals and general staff and German commanders and others that helped defeat an empire that never been stopped. Don't listen to him. Guy that turned down being king. Just listen to Obama. He says, there are voices out there continually saying tyranny's right around the corner. Do not listen to those voices. Government's a force of good. And that's what Ellen DeGeneres said. We played the clip yesterday. She said, Obama, we need to all be thankful for what you gave us in Obamacare. And everyone loves it. You mean everyone in the 18, 17, 16%, depending on the poll, that support it still? 80-plus percent conservatively are against it? So everyone in the 15, 16, 17%, 18%? You mean as in a small minority supports it? But you just keep the wall of fraud. I was watching TV again this morning, flipping through channels. And it was just Obama on this entertainment show and that entertainment show. And he was on ESPN again. And it's just all up there about how he's a friendly guy that smiles at us. Going to give you something free. He's got free candy. Just get in the van. I mean, what a discredited group of scum. I want to hear from you on all these subjects and more. It's wide open phones. I'm giving each caller 1 minute when we come back. We did this last week. Or I guess earlier this week, too, and it really worked out well. Took a lot of calls. 800-259-9231. All I ask is you get to your point in your phone, have good audio. We don't screen your calls unless I'm covering a certain topic. But we're not asking you to be on any topic. It's a free-for-all. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And when you hear one caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. By the way, this story, we have a news piece about it, is up on drudgereport.com. New York trains to install audio video recorders. And the reason I raised this, I actually took a screenshot of it off of YouTube this morning. I need to go back to the YouTube video from my breakdown of it yesterday. We posted a Fox News piece on the website where old people that get Obamacare or Medicare or Medicaid, or basically anybody that goes on any type of assistance now, they're going to put sensors all over your house that track everything you do and tie into the smart meters. This was announced over a decade ago. They're now giving tax exemptions in a special development zone out by the old airport in Austin to do this. It's made national news, Wired Magazine. About a third of the comments are saying, you're crazy, they're not going to put sensors in the house to track us, and there are no sensors in the new appliances. I mean, this is in Wired, AP, Reuters. I told you about it way before it happened. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we were the trailblazers. Now it's all public, and still people say, no. No, they're not watching me over my webcam. They're not listening to my cell phone or tracking it. And they're not coming out with toasters and microwave ovens and refrigerators and toilets that track everything you do. And Toyota and others coming out with face scanner, live cameras of the police that call the police on you if you yell at your kids or have a frown on your face. I mean, that's mainstream news. And I get why you can't admit it to yourself. Yeah, there's the headline. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. I get why you want to say I'm a liar. Because you'll have to admit I'm right. You know I've been saying this forever. Now it's all happening. So just say, hey, it isn't true. Obamacare's free. You can keep your doctor. There's no tyranny. You didn't build that. Fine. Whatever you want to believe, you delusional cowards. that sit out there and say, I'm making stuff up. Listen, I wish I was making it up, okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And you know what Hawaii 5-0 is doing right now? They're shacked up in the penthouse of the biggest hotel in the main island with about 14 hookers, a pile of cocaine they confiscated. It's like the Secret Service. And they are engaged in heroic sex acts with the prostitutes. And it's all legal and lawful because they've exempted themselves from pilfering ladies of the night. Isn't that just interesting? Here it is. Hawaii law lets police have sex with prostitutes. And some in the legislature want to change that. It's part of their undercover investigations. There you go. I wonder if they play this music. Dun 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 dun. She kind of has a waka chicka wow wow waka chicka wow wow. Crank it up, it's the end of it. Strip 'em, Dano. McGarrett, what are you doing? You have a heart attack. 14 horrors a day. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have that much fun with this stuff. Dano, get me more whores. I'm sorry. That's Dano's main job, actually. You just look at McGarrett and tell what a snake he is, what a wolf he is, what a dog he is with the vixens. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop that joke right there. I got serious news to get to in your phone calls. But first off, I want to get into this, and I'm going to have the Nightly News do a piece on this because it is interesting. And then they can get where Buzz Bissinger on the show said he wanted to kill me and that Piers Morgan should kill me. And Piers Morgan said, yes, I want to kill him. So at that point, just like I challenged him to a boxing match on the show before, I said, I challenge you and Buzz Bissinger, who likes to wear female's clothes. That's fine. He can dress as a woman. And we, both of them can, actually, because that's about what they are. I'm not knocking women, but as men, they're not very manly. And they can both get in the ring against me, either bare knuckle or with gloves. We can do it in Vegas. I guarantee a pay-per-view, as big as that story was, it would get picked up. It would have millions that would pay on pay-per-view, and we could give the proceeds to charity. You notice they never took the challenge up, and I know he tweeted back at me and stuff about it, basically saying no thanks. You need to accept the challenge, coward. You're washed up. You're out of the United States. Everybody hates you. You're going to do a once-a-month magazine show for CNN, as I predicted they would give you. Hiding their mistakes, you know, acting like you're not a total failure, taking a show from 2 million viewers to 300 and something thousand. You know, Morgan, I will literally beat the hell out of you and Buzz Bissinger. I tell you what, let's go further. Andy Kaufman would do this. I'll fight the ambassador's daughter who said she wants to kill me too on the show. Buzz Bissinger, so two women. I'll fight her, Buzz Bissinger, and you, Morgan. I'm serious. I will go in that ring, and I will demolish all three of you within three rounds. I guarantee you. I will annihilate you within three rounds. Guaranteed, cowards. All three of you. I'm serious. In the ring, I will come in there and stomp the hell out of all of you, including your tart. Because she wants to talk about how she wants to be dead and everything. Well, get in the ring with me, you wench. I will take all three of you on. First thing I'll do is punch her in the solar plexus, taking her out. Then I'll go over to Morgan, and I will absolutely start just battering his head with both gloves, and then I'm going to turn on Bissinger. All three of you. All three of you. Come on. Quite a man being able to take on that little brunette. They don't call me McGarrett for nothing, folks. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this guy's a coward. So everybody knows I challenged him to that. Well, now the host of Top Gear that looks just like him in the UK, is probably a stage publicity stunt, he said, if he dies, he dies. Piers Drago Morgan challenges Jeremy Clarkson after he challenged him to a fight for charity in the ring. And so that's now in the news. It's a 50,000-pound to charity for Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson boxing fight. You know, I think Clarkson will win. You can just look at the look in that guy's eyes and the size of his neck compared to Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is a complete ninny. And unless the thing's staged, I think Morgan's going to get his head butt handed to him. So V12 Shots LTD, a company that recently launched a protein drink, the V12 protein shot, is offered to donate 50,000 pounds or about $80,000 to help for Heroes charity in Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson's agreed to fight, and they've now agreed to fight. Listen, $50 million is what a Piers Morgan Alex Jones fight would raise. Seriously. That was voted in LA Times, Time Magazine, you name it, by voters multiple times. The number one political story of 2013. Can you believe that? The number one viral media event, multiple places, thousands of newspapers, every show out there. Piers Morgan versus Alex Jones. I challenged him to a boxing match right then. $80,000? Really? I guarantee you, I've got the connections. I know Dana White. I know Joe Rogan. I've hung out with Dana White repeatedly. I'll guarantee you I can make phone calls, and I guarantee you they're businessmen. I guarantee you they could get the Vegas match on, and it would be on television and pay-per-view and dominate. It would air on television the next day and be on channels all over the country. But no, Piers Morgan will not allow his career to be destroyed because he knows I will go in that ring and I will beat the living hell out of him. Oh, man, I would love to get in there with him. Just, man, I would love it. So I know you're a coward, Morgan. You, the woman, and the other woman. I'll take on you and the two women. You and Buzz Bissinger and the other woman. That would add to it. Maybe we'd make $100 mil. Give it to charity. We could give it to Salvation Army. How's that sound? You probably don't like that. That's a Christian group. In fact, you know what? You're a coward, but let me say this. They'll want to pay for it in Vegas. Let's say a third of it goes to the promoters, everybody, and then what's left, 90% goes to charity. You can have the money. You and the cowards that get in the ring, you can have 6-8%, whatever it comes out to have, because you're not going to have a career anyways. You've already failed. So what? I'm going to beat you to pieces in the ring. So what? I'm going to totally dominate you. You're already washed up. Get in. Folks, this is real. I'm serious. This is your last hurrah, Morgan. Don't be scared. Get in the ring with me. If you know it's all talk, some redneck Texan. Come here, you're going to punch me one time. I'm going to fall over in a fetal position, bud. You know that. You know this is all talk. You know I'm actually deep down scared of getting in the ring with you. So I think the answer is, Morgan, you need to get in the ring with me. Oh, man, I wish you'd get in the ring with me. Oh, man, I guarantee you. First shot, man, I'd have him half knocked out. I'd get him up against the ropes and just undercut, full power, breaking that jaw. Just full hate power. Just full hate. Excuse me. Anyways. All right, now I'm kind of engaged in mental you know what on the air, and it is kind of like hatred porn. And I apologize, God, that I'm being like that. I shouldn't have moments of exquisite hatred for the coward, the filth, the enemy redcoat who we've defeated. I just have quite frankly, an unholy lust to defeat the enemy that I shouldn't be like that. And I apologize and repent, but I still will get in the ring with him. We're going to send this video to Piers Morgan. We're going to do a special report tonight on this, showing him saying he wants to kill me. Look, you want to kill me? There's your chance, buddy. Get in the ring with me. Get in the ring. Get in the ring. Get in the ring, coward. You and Buzz Bissinger. I was joking about the woman. Fighting one man and one woman's enough. Okay, I said I'd go to your phone calls. We'll do that, and then I'll get into the fact that your Connect box is watching everything you do and looking through your walls. I told you that 3 years ago when they first started coming out with it. Now it's mainstream news. And here's another one. Facebook facial recognition software is now as accurate as the human brain, but what now? And it's face scanning people on the streets all over the world and putting it into integrated NSA databases. That's why it's a joke to have Zuckerberg, total Bilderberg group member, saying to Obama, please stop spying on us. I mean, that is literally like Satan's left hand telling Satan's right hand to stop scratching its rear end. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. All over the country, face scanning cameras going in the buses, on the roads, in the trains, in the taxi cabs. Mikhail Phelan article that went on drudgereport.com. New York trains to install audio video recorders. Very important article. You can go watch the local newscast about that. Of course, how do people respond to us reporting this? They just say it's not true. They just say that none of it is true and everything is wonderful, even though public schools are watching kids nationwide over the, quote, free laptops they give the people. Here's some of the other news, and we're going to go to your calls and get to that clip of the demonization of Rand Paul for calling for unity by Al. I want to create balkanization and division. Because I work for a globalist-run news outfit, Sharpton. Pelosi, we couldn't be prouder of OCARE. And there's video of this. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi defended the president's health care law as a winner. So that's a new thing. Everybody loves it. We should be thankful to Kim Jong-il, I mean Obama, for it. No one ever got denied. It's been a total success. Pigs can fly. Moon's made of cheese. There's no tyranny. Despite worries of increasing premiums, and the drag it could have on Democrats this fall. The worries of increasing premiums are going up across the board. But that's okay. Look at this symbol if you're watching on TV. If not, the article's on InfoWars.com. Daughter of Pelosi mocks Gadsden, "Don't tread on my Obamacare," and they create a little snake in the design of a stethoscope. The apple doesn't fall far from the degenerate tree. Christine Pelosi, the daughter of California Senator Nancy Pelosi, she's not a senator, she's a House, you did get that corrected in that article, that's not my article, but seems to be right on board with the movement to further centralize all aspects of American life. In a recent Twitter post, Pelosi proudly displayed a knockoff image of the famed Gadsden flag, which has been a hallmark of the liberty movement in America since inception amidst the American Revolution in 1775. Yeah, it's proliferating everywhere now. That's why they're trying to ban it on military bases, make the Marine Corps get rid of it. It's older than the American flag. When the war started, they started using it already as a state militia flag. It was used in Virginia and other states. So it's older than the American flag, and they're making the Marines and others in the Navy, Navy SEALs, it's now been outlawed on their official patches. So, and of course, the Navy was one of the first to use it as well under John Paul Jones. With his ship sinking, fighting a British ship three times the size, he said, they said, surrender. And he said, "I've only begun to fight," righted the ship, rammed the enemy, took it, and won. Anyways, continuing. But the Navy SEALs can't have that, the founder of the U.S. Navy. You can't have the founder of the U.S. Navy's flag on your patch because it's racist because Al Sharpton said so and he's God. Daughter Pelosi, in support of the health care initiative championed by her mummy, the younger parasite Pelosi, revealed and released the following image on her unwavering support for the mandated legislation that has thus far tripled prices for most working Americans and left millions more with no insurance coverage. Well, why not? I mean, we're a helpless group of slaves, they think. Why not abuse us? As long as it's a bunch of trendies prancing around and talking with lisp, everyone thinks it's okay. The image being offered as a bumper sticker replaces the traditional Gadsden snake with a coiled stethoscope, which is about right. I guess Obamacare is a snake about to bite you. The Gadsden flag is a rattlesnake warning you, don't step on me, I'll bite you. Rattlesnakes are more of a noble snake. They don't usually want to bite humans. They're not aggressive. They like to kill rats, mainly. They eat mice. They're an infrared hunting viper. And they're not really an issue. Water moccasins seek humans out to bite them and are a horrible snake, and I kill them every time I see them. Coral snakes are a friendly snake, which are gregarious and fun-loving, but are in the cobra family and will kill you. So I guess you have to kill them if you find them in your backyard as well. Just a side issue. I do find it fitting, actually, that you have picked the symbol of a snake coiled for your movement to bite the American people. I notice it's black, too, a water moccasin. That's a good snake for you to pick right there. A cobra is aggressive and likes to bite humans. How about that? You know, death panels. So that's that. I'm going to come back, go to your calls in the next hour, and then I'll get to all the Al Sharpton news and the rest of it. A bunch of different videos in my video list today that we're going to be getting to and analyzing. But again, Catherine and Steve and Grant and Rob and many others, we are going to be taking your phone calls when we come up in the next segment. And the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I'll talk about any subject you want, but mindless, schizophrenic, infighting, Cass Sunstein 101 garbage. I do not get into that here on my show on 160-plus AM and FM things, you know. Is it true you're Bill Hicks, or is it true you're a space alien because I read it? Or is it true you murdered children? Or is it true you're a cocaine dealer? Or is it true that Obama pays you with the Israelis? Or is it true you work for the Koch brothers? Or is it true you work for the Vatican? Or is it true you work for the British government? Or no, I work for me and liberty and the future freedom. So I will not get into any schizophrenic phone calls today or junior high. I left junior high a long time ago. But other than that kind of stuff, everything is free and wide open. I will not infight either with other libertarian or patriot host. That's why we're successful. We cover news. People that tune in here hear us talk about news and information and a passion for freedom. They resonate with it. Speaking of a passion for freedom, I have a passion for the best products out there, like the Pro 1 and now the Pro 2.0 system that takes out even more of the glyphosates and fluoride. It's the same price or lower than leading competitors and annihilates the competition in side-by-side comparisons. I could sell the leading competitors and make more money. I won't do it. If there's something so good, it's better than everything else, I sell Pro 1 G 2.0, the G2 filters. And we have the G1s as well. They're excellent. And we've got a pitcher system that is a lot less money and has the Pro G2 systems in it. And no one, I mean, this is like the cost of a Brita filter that's just charcoal. This has filters that actually knock it all out. It's unprecedented what they've got with the Pro Pure water pitcher systems. It's just absolutely unprecedented to be able to get something like this for that price. I mean, leading competitors sell systems that cut out glyphosates and fluoride for the cost of the pitcher and the filter. 10% off promo code WATER, a perpetual special that I had to really pull a lot of teeth to be able to offer you this price and drive down the market price of this. So we have the best prices, the widest selection, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com has the new silver bullet, colloidal silver we got a lab to develop, and the strongest thing we could find. Do not use on a regular basis. This is for, well, just talk to your physician. It's high-powered info.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Every time I turn on television, all I see is honoring Obama for this, honoring him for that, honoring him for being such a good figurehead to destroy America. Now Steven Spielberg to honor President Obama at USC Gala. And I'm sure that'll be televised. Oh, and Michelle Obama was wearing all red in China, showing her solidarity. Oh, on and on and on, making themselves celebrities, shoving themselves in our face while they rob us. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Catherine in Canada. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
There's been an article surfacing on the internet, a Russian article from 2008. The headline reads, Obama to start World War III. And inside the article, it states it's going to start in Crimea. And I'm just wondering if there's relevance to this. Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's been official State Department plan. And Brzezinski put in his book in 2007 that they've always planned to take Ukraine. And they knew the Russians would take Crimea. So the news is Russians take Crimea, which is a tiny part of the country. Now, the news is NATO and the EU just grabbed almost the whole country and overthrew the government. But in la-la land, they spin it back the other way. Now, regardless of whether you're pro-Russia or pro-EU or you're neutral like I am, two predatory arms, you know, fighting over something, the issue is the West started it and our media lies to people about what's going on. So, it's in Serbia reported it. Obama to initiate World War III with Crimea as starting point, 2008 political analyst forecast. And, that's official Pentagon NATO plan, is to take over all the former Soviet Union satellites and then put in authoritarian regimes, move in against the Russian border, put in anti-missile systems to shoot down their response nukes, and then preemptively strike Russia.
So there is relevance to that article.
Well, I don't know about that particular article and what its overall analysis is, or even that publication. I know it's been the stated goal. The West is trying to overthrow Russia inside the country with political operatives funded by George Soros and the State Department. They were funding the Tsarnaev brothers to go create Al-Qaeda wings, the Boston Bombers, supposed patsies, to bomb the Russians. I mean, the people running our country, the oligarch bankers that Russia kicked out, are trying to start a war with Russia. They're attacking them on every front publicly. Just the average American literally doesn't know what planet we're on and doesn't even know this is happening. Our government with NATO attacked the Russians in 2008, blowing up their military bases, killing everyone in the barracks in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. That's how crazy this is.
All right, well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. God bless you. Great, great question. Yes, no, that's been the plan. That is the plan. You've heard all the military people calling, going, no, that's the plan. That's what's going on. It's the three legs of the tripod. It's a public plan. General Wesley Clark's talked about it. I mean, it's all there. I mean, I'm not telling you anything secret. It's not my opinion. They're going to have sensors in all the toilets that track everything you do and report it to the police. It's not my opinion that all pills that are prescription will have a tracker RFID the size of a grain of sand on them. It's already coming out. It's not my opinion they put cancer viruses in all the major vaccines. It's on record. It's not my opinion they put fluoride in the water to brain damage you. They write books bragging. White House science czar, eco-science. They think you're so dumb, their whole criminal operation is public. The white slavery rings, the child kidnapping rings, the narcotics trafficking, the whore running, everything. They run it all. The government's there to make sure nobody cuts in on their operation. The average cop's totally naive, like the general public, compartmentalized out there, giving people tickets and going to fires and car wrecks and changing, you know, people's oil farm or whatever. I mean, I don't even know anymore. It's just total hell. And it's because we're so naive it's allowed this to happen. Steve, Scott, Rob, Terry, you're up next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.